depths of hell when you can't survive. A cold day for like a good oven with bacon pies. I'm in that bitch chilling like I sing about you. Remind you got it bad. You ain't gotta call me or hit my line. I love the doc said I need tranquilizer. New 40 got so much room and psilocybin. How you doing? Bunny hop off me when the money stop and check the ring. See the blue moon like some running cops. Check the doors, doors butterfly like when tummy drops. T with that west side gun, you get your mummy.
And welcome to season 2, episode 1 of the Soul Table. We are back. Me, RBD, your regular black dude, Evan, that is, and my co-host,
Sneaker King of Philly. You know me, I'm Carl.
What?
You hear how soft he said that shit? Like, Sneaker
King of Philly. You know I'm Carl.
You gotta say it from your nuts. Say it from.
I mean, it ain't really too much to explain. Y'all seen it at the con. Y'all see what it is. thank you for the respect that I got from everybody. You know,
solid.
We came back with a. You know. Been gone for a little while. We had to reorganize the team a little bit, yes. Get our shit together.
Yes, got new and digs. Also, hold on. We forgetting the great Uncle Mike, the king of the light-skinned brothers.
Howdy.
Oh, Mike, I owe you a definitive apology for disrespecting your hat-brimming abilities. I briefly gave the crown to our new cameraman, Junior Size, and I was wrong.
Junior, say something, bro. You gotta let him know.
How's it going, boy? How's it going?
It's my man, Brody, man.
Is I disrespected him, and I'm sorry. We won't have that again.
But we've been going for a little bit. It's been a little.
We regrouped.
A little crazy, but you know what I mean? We're back, and we better than ever now this time, for sure.
So without further ado, we're going to get into it. Actually, no. Are we introducing one of our new cameras on this one? Are we doing it? Uncle Mike, we doing it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so we actually have a new feature. We like to call it Kick Cam. So if you can clearly see, I right now am sporting my Kobe Grinches, one of my favorite shoes, and Carl is in his Commando Elite Crocs.
I'm bullshitting today. I ain't gonna hold you. I'm on my regular Croc joint today. That's why
I call them Commando Elites.
It's a few things on the table that we see here. We see what we got on the table today.
Actually, on the table, we have your Baklava New Balances by Action Bronson, one of my favorite artists. I can't see what the other one is because I ain't got no glasses on.
There's a debate, Time Stranger Things, Reebok, that was season 2. I'm from back in the day when we was young boys, it was a very substantial sneaker right there. So.
First of all, Ghostbusters, right?
Ghostbusters is tied into it because remember in season 2,
and
I'll give it a plug to Stranger Things. It's my exactly. favorite show anyway, but at the end of the day.
Ghostbusters. I didn't want to be Winston. I wanted to be Ray. White Ray. I mean, a black Ray would have been nice. I said what I said. I had the jumpsuit, proton pack, the house, the Ecto-1 car, Slimer, ooze, all kinds of shit growing up. All kinds of it. Thank you, Daddy. Rest in peace. and we have the New Balance.
Salehi's he's my number 2 compared to Joe Freshgood, but my number 2. You already know what these are. I know what it's hitting
all around.
But at the end of the day, you know, you see me in the next one. I'm definitely going to fuck the situation up.
I'm still calling them the Commando Elite Crocs because they have a reinforced back that I've not seen. And Uncle Mike is in his New Balance. I cannot see that far.
90-60s, right?
90-60s bodegas.
90-60s, well, yeah, bodegas.
You know what? Brent, they like sky blue with brown. And he got a brown tracksuit on. I would love for him to be on camera with his velour sweatsuits, but he refuses to do so at the moment. at some point, I'm going to try to convince him. Maybe.
Maybe. We might keep him blurred out. We might keep him blurred out. You never know.
But we're going to get into it. Our first topic, I've been dying to get into because it's one of those things that most people probably are not really realizing at this point in time, like not at all. So Nike versus the world. Do you think, like, where is Nike at right now on the PPS, like the possibilities frontier of shoes? Where do you see it? Like, because right now, according to Sneaker Freaker, they're what, number 3 or 4?
Right now, I believe they're number 4. No, they're number 3. I'm sorry.
Number 3? Yeah, so who's number 1?
Number 1 is New Balance.
Okay.
And we know why, because of the artists. They're giving the artists free range to come up with it. It's the same old product. And they are coming. New Balance is coming out with different sneakers now.
All the time. But they gave Action Bronson a shoe.
Same old product, but you can look at the references here. And they've been, it's like something. It's old, but it's new. This is a new situation. This is a new situation. What Mike has on is a new situation. But
so you calling my shit old? Cause I'm gonna bust you upside the head.
Because remember what we were saying before about New Balance coming out with old shit, and they just all they doing is putting a different colorway on it.
But see, this is where I differ from that, and I'm not saying anything. And I'm just by how their revenue share was. I think it was like $7 billion. He actually predicted he was gonna get $7 billion, to which he actually did. My thing is this. They're just talking about a running shoe or a walking shoe, because these are running shoes, right?
Yeah. And Junior was basically saying
stuff. Has anybody bought any Kawhi Leonards? That's what I thought.
I don't think that's a thing.
So in the sneaker world possibilities frontier, while New Balance is crushing it, I will give them that, because this is a bunch. Like I have those. I don't own those. But I have a couple New Balances, especially one by my custom by my man Chill Moody. Shout out to my brother. While they're comfortable, I still consider them a clunky shoe. Like that one is probably the only New Balance that I wear. Like I don't wear it consistently because, first of all,
whatever, they're dad shoes. And it seems like more and more now, like I said with Junior, me, you and Angel, we sent up there saying, you know, the other day,
he don't have no kids.
We sit up there saying the other day that we don't.
Adopt one.
He don't care for the dad shoes.
You got a puppy.
He doesn't care for him.
Yeah, I knew he had a puppy.
But you know, I think people of our generation now are going for comfort when they're going for. I don't know. It's weird, bro. Like I ain't gonna hold you when I put these on. I'm gonna think.
I got a thing for the width.
Pause. Mega pause. All right. Man. You know what?
Pause.
He can't be on camera. I'm sorry. Because.
Whoa!
All right,
you
look.
Seen that? So, that was crazy.
I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to end the night.
That was crazy.
I'm sorry. I ain't even going to shout out my coffee plug today because of that. Maybe three subjects down if he can't find a way to pause it up.
That was crazy.
I didn't say girthy. I just said I like.
Yo, you said you like the width. He going every which way right, now.
Cool. All right. New Balance is number one, which is cool, because like I said, there's a lot of stuff. You got AIM Dior, you got Kith making a bunch of New Balances.
Yeah, Joe Fresh Goods.
Joe Fresh Goods, he out here. I ain't gonna hold you. The first ones he had, all right. I had like I think I went in it like the.
You talking about the heart from where the heart was?
Yeah. So I went. Hopefully he don't look this up.
Hey Ken.
I went.
What we did for those sneakers, bro.
I went into the About Us in the comments, like in the careers and like looking for jobs, but I wasn't really looking for no job, but I was just looking for where I could comment. I typed a nice letter, like, man, this is a nice shoe. I'm going to buy a hat, though, but bro, the shoe is nice.
The other two that he get ready to drop, I don't even know the names. What's the numbers that's getting ready to come out? They're pink. One is pink and white, right. And the other one is like a. What is that? It's like a chameleon in black.
I don't know. You know, chameleons change colors, so you can't use.
The New Balance 1000s.
1000s. Crazy.
How many motherfucking New Balance numbers is it? It's cool. It's cool.
I mean, it's at least 9060. No, it's not 9060.
Cool. So New Balance obviously number one, but can you answer this question? Like, why is Nike falling so hard?
They keep coming up with the same shit.
But the Devin Booker's right now, you yourself is quoted as saying, Devin Booker's is a beautiful official. Shoe.
It is beautiful.
First of all, they, name.
Go back to the past episodes, they're fire.
The name of the actual shoe, the Amazing. Book one, book I one. Think it should just, I don't even think it's, I think it should just be book, Devin Booker, volume one.
See, book one. I have this like collab in my head that it should have been. They should have been called the book. You know, they're the books one. Book ones, right?
Uh-huh.
They should have did a collab with like Nas or something like that, and it should have been called "It Was Written."
Ooh.
To go with the book ones, and I felt like that would have.
They could have did one with Denzel and call it
Nike. What y'all doing,
Denzel?
I'm just
Nike. What y'all doing?
I'm here. I'm just. They can give me a call anytime.
Nike. What
I'm
y'all
here.
Doing?
He here because he like wide shit, and you heard what he said.
Pause. You still so doing this?
We gonna
Pause.
Put that on a wide shot too. When you
say that. Oh my god, bro. Ooh, sometimes you just got to reel them back in because they be saying like some wild shit. Y'all been here before. Y'all seen this.
So you at this point is believing like the reason why Nike is falling off is basically because of the designers and the creativity behind.
We can all agree It is the same thing over and over. How many times y'all gonna reimagine the sneaker? How many times?
That's Jordan. Well, they did say, I think they came out with today or yesterday, said that the Jordan 3 isn't going to be a reimagined.
Bro, I got five pairs of them.
But I told you,
I got five pairs.
They're
going
to go back to the 80, or yeah, the 88 schematic.
But I thought I told you the reimagined idea behind it. I think they just tried to come up with a new way of just. They came out with a new way because they had the shoe. It was a new shoe. And they was like, all right, we're going to put it in leather and that will be it. Right? Right.
I mean, listen. Let's keep it a buck. And Junior, we talked about this. Basketball sneakers, they're falling off. They are. In Nike's opinion, they're falling off.
Well, Nike's shoe is falling off because the Ant-Man ones. I
do like
that. Did you see the blue ones?
I like the Stormtroopers. I like all of the colors that they came out with.
Whatever Adidas
is doing. The Hardens is good, too. Adidas know what they're doing when it comes to basketball.
But whatever they're doing, they're doing the same thing that they would have probably done for Mike. I like what I'm seeing.
Adidas has been on a good run since D. Rose. I think
D. Rose lost all his kneecaps.
And but I'm just saying, as far as a visual
he got
aesthetic.
No kneecap. And when last time you see D. Rose walking? Don't worry, I'll wait.
All right, don't do that.
In the game, what you mean?
He walked. He can't walk. They put the wheelchair.
Oh, boy.
All right. Okay, so out of all of them, who has the better sneaker designs? Is it New Balance? Is it ASIC? Is it Puma? Because to be fair, Puma, they made a nice little come up
what they did
with Melo. Even though I'm not going to buy the shoe, but my son wants the shoe.
It's a hooper shoe.
So all basketball shoes are just strictly for hoopers at this point in time?
No, not really. It's just like, yo, because remember back in the day we was wearing
We're wearing the retros.
That's true.
I.e. our vintage as our shoes.
Well, I think, not to cut you off, but I think one of the parts is that a LaMelo Ball shoe doesn't have a nostalgic attachment to me. He doesn't remind me of any old basketball player, as opposed to Ant-Man. Ant-Man has that Jordan make, that Kobe make, that people that the older generation relates to.
I did the older generation, but I ain't gonna hold you. Melo nice.
I'm not saying he's not nice.
Even though he's injured.
There are a bunch of nice basketball sneakers, right? There are a bunch of like basketball players who are nice, but do they have the nostalgic attachment to where like they have that dog in them, quote unquote, that the older generation loves?
Right.
Ant-Man has that attachment for the older
generation. He do this year. Yeah, you're right.
Okay, so since we're going to talk nostalgic, okay, so this is real nostalgia right here. The reboot of Reebok. How we feeling about that? Is Reebok actually going to stay with AI and Shaq?
Well, I believe Shaq bought it, right?
Yeah, Shaq bought it.
Shaq bought it, and he did it like a partnership with AI, I believe. I think that's how it is. Because AI has so much stake in the fucking John anyway.
Yeah, he already he's about to catch these 50 M's. Yeah. Probably had to give some to Twana.
I ain't going
to
hold you, though. Stupid. the only thing here is that, how do you put this? All right, so I don't really care for what Devin Booker said.
All right. Before you go, do you think it's going to catch on though? Just answer that. Forget what Devin Booker.
Yeah, for sure. Because all right, just alone, everybody in Philadelphia, the way that we feel about Allen Iverson and the sneakers.
It's because AI is ours. We took him from Virginia.
I'm just saying though.
We took everybody from Virginia. We took
Vince. Just from that, the Reebok is going to they're going to do numbers.
We would have took Randy too.
That's true. But I'm just saying, just off of that. Now, but
the AIs never really, the questions never fell off. It was the answers that most people are not really.
No, nah, because some of them Jones was official too. Some of the answers was pretty good.
No, like the DMX Light 3s, like, bro. Yeah.
I like some of them Jones.
They brought back a couple nostalgic shoes, like the E22s, like the Emmitt Smiths.
Oh, the Emmitt Smiths? Hell yeah.
They came back out. So they were on in like a little nostalgic run.
They were.
Anyway, it just didn't catch the wave.
But if they catch something, if they make something new, are you going to wear it? Like when they did Zig Tech, nobody was wearing
it. I bought the Emmitt Smiths. I bought the DMXs. Like I love those sneakers. I just haven't worn them because right. It looks a little crazy to wear.
So with the idea of the pump, right? That was a shoe that carried Reebok. Can they do another one like that? They don't have to do a pump, but can they do?
See the thing about Shaq, he listens to people. So I think Shaq is going to do whatever we say, and he's going to try to put his own little flip on it. Shaq is a good dude like, when it comes to like really focusing on the people. He's like the people's champion. So I trust him. I think Reebok is going to be a thing, and I ain't going to hold you. If I like it, I'm going to buy the sneaker. I don't just stick with one situation. I grab everything.
Are we talking about them revitalizing and coming
revitalizing
out
with something
new? Yeah, they are. Yes, they're doing
because,
that, too.
Because the idea is for them to actually come back to the forefront of everything. Because if you notice, they wasn't on that PPF. They wasn't on that
they're that trying scale. To turn Reebok into a thing again. And that's a good thing.
Can you do it?
I think they could do it.
Because the only thing we see right now is that classic sitting in front of you, which is graffiti and tagged up, right?
They could do it. But some of the questions that came out, even before Shaq got his hands on this, the Tiana Taylor questions.
Oh, the Packard?
You got stuff that...
But you just answered my question. I said the questions wasn't in question. Because you can drop a retro anything. You can come back out with a Shaq Gnosis. You could come back out with a Shaq Kamikaze. Attack. You could do the Shaq attacks. You could do all that, especially the Shaq attacks with the little pump vial. I will buy that.
Yeah, I still 100%. Got
but if they came out with, what's his name? I'm going to name somebody. Just name somebody. Name a ball player. I can't think right now.
That's in Reebok?
No, just playing in the league right now. If they made
a Wemby.
A Wembanyama. Reebok. Even though big men, false, can't sell shoes, they don't really sell well, would you still
Shaq
buy
did,
it?
And so did Giannis.
But Shaq's personality did it, and Giannis it ain't considered a big ball. Man. Giannis is he just out here just playing, he ain't even playing basketball. He just put the ball in the hoop. That's where he at.
I think they could do it. Depending on the designer team and the way Reebok listens and how they do certain things, I think that they could do it. I really believe it. Just like what Devin Booker said, any real soul collector, like any person that's really collecting sneakers, they're checking for Shaqs, bro.
Okay.
They are checking for Shaqs. Don't get me wrong, Dev. Your shit is official. I can't deny your sneaker. I love the concept, the name, all of it.
But
that was disrespectful. Like,
so Shaq, let's attack. Let's really attack what Devin Booker said. Devin Booker quoted as saying,
"Well, nobody checking
AI for was cool. People were basically wearing AIs, but nobody was wearing Shaqs."
And he's a fool for that.
And he is. You know why? Because Dame Lillard found a way to get Adidas to actually make the Shaq attacks, which sold out, and you couldn't find them nowhere when they dropped. Right, am I wrong?
That's right, because I actually want the ball in them.
Dev, your shoe is hot, but you're fucking up.
Okay? Eh, people make mistakes, because I fuck with Dev. He's too official on the court.
He was going to hit the Scottie Pippen side of things.
I wasn't going to let him do that, Dev. I wasn't going to let him do that.
All right.
We're gonna let him do that
now. Again, just not paraphrasing. The exact quote was, "AI questions was cool, but nobody was wearing no damn Shaqs." That's a lie and a half. Shit, people was wearing Shaqs when they was in Kmart. Just cause we ain't even really realize that was his real shoe for a while. We was like somebody playing games till we saw him on the court. We're like, oh shit.
Very true. Right. Very true. So I actually wanted to see what the comfort was when I bought the N1, so I bought a pair of them too. But I gave them away to a homeless person.
But Shaq's response was, "No, he wasn't recruiting. It was just everybody was bashing his shoe, and it was like, you want a good shoe? Holla at me." And AI, right? That's what Shaq said. Now Shaq also was like, "I wasn't trying to be funny. We don't do crazy things. But everybody was saying he was saying he wasn't happy. So you want to be happy? You want a good shoe? Holla at Shaq and AI." Like, I'm not saying, and truth be told, like, Shaq is absolutely right in that aspect. 100%. 100%. I can't even argue with that. Because he wasn't recruiting. He's saying, "You're not happy." That's like somebody that's married. "You're not happy in your marriage? Get the fuck out. Come on.
If you don't want anybody, you know, all up in the videos."
Oh, yeah.
Come to death row.
Yeah, he did kind of come on like that.
All up in the videos.
This next topic. This one hit home because he is my favorite player right now. And I was kind of skeptical of what was going to happen with his sneaker future. But Kyrie and Ansa, it looks like it's a marriage that was made in heaven. I'm not going to hold you. The sneaker itself, not only is it beautiful, but it is the best thing and the best comfort I've ever played in. And I only got the shockwaves. My Ansa Kai 1s have not come in yet. I pre-ordered them a while ago.
I like Kyrie.
But when I tell you the sneaker is stop on a dime, cushion on the front, tabs on the side, you could take a jump shot from half court and still feel comfortable, jump up, come down as hard as you can and get back up the floor.
Sound like Kyrie care about his knees.
The sneaker is amazing. It's not just aesthetically. Like, it is something that you have to have as a ball player.
Okay.
If you play, if you slash up and down the court like I do, it's just really, really good.
So outside being a ball player, do you think that that shoot, first of all, let's give Kyrie his mad love and respect for this.
For real, you deserve a round of applause, bro.
He sold his, like, he sold his first pair of shoes to his wife and his, and his, and his, and his kid, which to me, if I had a shoe to sell, I'm not selling it to my kid. I'm selling it to the streets. I'm giving it to Barack Obama. Like, Barack could have been standing there. I'm like, nah, Barack, this is for my kid. Barack, come get this shoe. Boy, you live with me. You gonna get, you want the SpongeBob's? Because you can get SpongeBob's. I got some Nikes in the house.
I'm gonna tell you this right now. And just from the way the Kyle ones are as an artist on the court, everybody, well, I know Junior tried, and I pre-ordered. And, I mean, I still paid the $250-something for them. Like, bro, when I tell you, like, the other colorways, like, I had people in my DMs like, bro, these Jones is, like, retarded. Like, is there any way I could get my hands on them? My young boy, Jay, had hit me up, and he asked me, because he played ball like crazy for high school right now. Jay sat up here and say, he said, bro, how did I miss this wave? And, of course, they're on StockX right now for like $310.
So do you think that this shoe could become like a mainstream shoe?
It's like, definitely becoming a like mainstream shoe.
Not just like wearing for basketball purpose. I'm talking about like we can wear these on the street.
Right,
I think so.
Right now, that is the best basketball shoe. It's better than Devin Booker's. It is the best basketball shoe on and off the court. You caught me on that. Anybody can sit up here and yeah, like, would you do it again, Junior? Where we're at. Like, I haven't seen something like this in a long time.
Insert flex.
Long time.
So Ante is like designer. China. Shanika Warden. She drew a lot of inspiration from what it says here. Native beliefs, like incorporating like symbolism of like four directions and stuff like that, which is cool, which is definitely cool. But like, I'm looking at this shoe and it's kind of giving me KD vibes.
It does? How? KD's a trash now.
Not this KD.
Which KD?
Old KDs. Like one.
KD, like the creamsicles?
Nah, KD.
You know what I'm talking about.
Five.
I'm going to go five. Yeah. I'm going to go whatever one had the strap, his first ones that had the strap.
Post Weatherman KDs. What, that was the KD five.
I think those are fives.
Yeah.
All right, well, look at the Kyle one. Look at the Nike Kyrie ones, the Dreams. Look at how they all elevated. This one even looks like it could be a part of a Nike situation, for real, for real. Even the ones that didn't come out, the Kyrie, what were those, the sixes or the sevens? I grabbed them, too. I still got them. They KD all seven. Gradually look.
KD sevens. KD sevens. I'm just going to help you out, champ. That's it.
7-1.
They draw like.
They don't look nothing like that.
You serious right now?
They don't look like
that. You can't be serious. They
look at that soul.
Fuck the soul.
Look at the embroidery.
But you looking at like direct carbon copy. I'm saying just inspiration from it. It looks more like a KD7.
The grooves and everything on the side.
I don't think
like
so,
the straps, the way it's cut. It looks. Look.
I'm not saying they bit off. I'm just saying
that soul.
It's reminiscent of it.
That soul is like when I tell you it hugs the shoe a certain way. I can't explain that shit, bro. Like it's a. I can't wait to get them because when I get them, I'm trying to tell you I'm a ball and I'm so crazily like
so. So how bad do you think Nike's regret letting Kyrie go? I mean, obviously they had to because they can't stand behind anti-Semitism remarks, obviously. Not like Adidas and Kanye.
I'm gonna be honest. Kai, how do you put this? Kai sat down and he said, I move sneakers in units. Bro, he was the number one. Of course, you saw everybody that plays basketball, they play in his shoes. Everybody. You talking about big man, whatever the case may be, they playing his shoes, bro. This right here has got to hurt Nike because you're not going to move the units that you were getting. Ants has got, they on to something. They know what they got. They paying him his bread, and they like, yo, we're going to make this back tenfold. Real rap, that one shoe, that shit sold out in like 10 minutes, and it was enough for everybody.
And his son got a pair that he can't even fit.
Bro, Joe's official, bro. Like, for real, like, answer, that was ridiculous. I didn't think it was going to be, I thought it was going to be ass. I really did, because China is known for reps. That's what they do. But answer, like, I didn't even look at, do you look at the D-Wades? The lame names? I don't look at them.
I did look at them.
I did.
I don't look
I
at them.
I can't look at them.
I did look at
them. I saw this man with a white t-shirt, boot cut jeans.
Well, this is I know.
You know what I'm talking about.
Hold on.
GQ.
Not even that.
I'm glad you said GQ. I was going to say something completely different.
You look at Clay.
He went that way. And by all means, get your. I love fashion as much as the next person. I try, you know, wearing just about not anything, but a majority of the stuff because, like, I try to keep, you know, my levels on different platforms. But he went to a whole nother level that I'm just like, I'm not saying I'm not comfortable with. I'm just going, I'm going to let you be you. We not coming in the same door.
Again, I don't look at them leanings. D-Wade is okay. Whatever you want to call it.
I ain't putting the wingdings on.
Klay Thompson Jones was okay. Who else was? Gordon Haywood was okay. That's why I thought the answers was going to be trash. I'm like, they're going to be trash.
I think Anta is.
They knew what they was doing.
I think Anta is going to be the new Under Armour. Because once they got Steph, just hear me out. Once they got Steph, you know, somebody that could actually move the shoe, because nobody was wearing Under Armour before Steph was. Keep it a buck.
I still don't see people wearing Under Armour. Not
out
ball.
There, out there hooping and balling?
Bro, them Jones.
Hooping and balling in some Under Armour shoes. Steph Curry, you mean to tell me ain't nobody balling in Steph's?
I only see one person.
You better not say
Steph. And they be young bulls.
That's the point.
Who you see in the league rocking Steph's? Besides, what's the boy named?
If you can name somebody.
Dar'Ion Fox. Besides the boy Fox.
DeAndre?
DeAndre, whatever.
I fucks with him heavy.
Yeah, but the boy from Sacramento.
DeAndre Fox.
Yeah, so, bro, outside of him, who do you see wearing Steph's?
Or De'Aaron.
Nobody.
De'Aaron Fox. Sorry.
De'Aaron Fox, my fault. Bro, nobody's, nobody checking for that bullshit.
I'm talking about, like, so.
How about Embiid? Has anybody gotten Embiid and we're from Philly?
But that's the point. That most people now aren't wearing basketball shoes outside to just wear them. I asked you a simple question. Could Anta do that? You said yes. And I said Kyrie could be that person as if Steph is. And I'm saying you're not going to wear Under Armour sneak to out like out to sneaker con or wear it to out to
compare,
the movies with your
you
girl.
Compared to answers.
No, I said he could be that person like Steph is to Under Armour.
Can we rewind? Is there any way we can rewind right now? You can make sure we throw this in the edit. You got to rewind.
So pay attention to what you said. You said no one's wearing them. But the shoe obviously is selling because they gave this man another damn near $1 billion to be a part of the team.
They already know if somebody goes to the Witcher card, they're going to make a better they're going to make him bigger and better. Let's put it like that. If he leaves, say if he goes to Nike, by any chance.
So is that proving my point or no?
If he goes to Nike,
does that prove my point?
No, Under Armour is not making a good sneaker, bro. It's not.
You're not making a good sneaker that you would wear. You just said the Young Bulls is wearing them.
No, I seen one person.
That's not what I asked you. You said one person, you named two.
We definitely rewind to that. We're going to have to rewind it.
You don't have to because you know you said.
I named the bull from Sacramento.
You named
the
Aaron Fox.
I don't know him.
You named De'Aaron Fox.
I said one person in the gym.
And then you named Joel Embiid, which translates into I just named more than one person.
Nobody's wearing Jamal.
I don't care who's wearing them because at the end of the day, Steph is literally the face of Under Armour. Kyrie can be the face of Anta.
That's the topic of conversation. He's gonna be the face of bringing basketball sneakers back. That's the thing.
Cool. I'm gonna just move on because I'm gonna hit him in a minute. You won't see a physical fight.
Wow.
I told you I make up 25% of all the darkness on this show right about now. And that's cool. So, we recently spent a little bit of time together. We went to SneakerCon when it came to Philly. It was a great experience. A lot happened. We walked in, we were showing a lot of love, like a lot, considering the fact that we're in season two and people were like, they recognized as soon as we like walked in. It was kind of dope. What was your thoughts on SneakerCon?
I really enjoyed it. I came across somebody that sold me
the Freddies. Yeah, I was with you that day. That was crazy because he was the first person we walked into. Yeah,
I was very happy to see Chris. Also, the amount of what do you call that? It's like the respect and the fact that, I mean, people were really, we digging it because DJ Sneakerhead shouted us out, gave us a plug. Mm-hmm. I didn't even think that was going to be a thing. Like, you know, this is somebody that's through the roof.
A lot of love.
Yeah, it was what he did was pretty good. We're not even going to mention what's the guy's name? Cavado. Cavado Kicks.
Justin from Cavado.
Yeah, Justin was very, very cool, very down to earth person.
Yes.
He kept it a bean with me. He said, you know, this is something I love, but he's like, you know, you don't get high off your own supply. I'm in this to make money.
He's in this to make money.
And I respect that all the way. So shout out to them, though. Really, really respectful. And
King Saladin.
Yeah, that's another person. I can't wait to really I want to bring him in and talk about his sneaker.
Why is it happening?
And
It's definitely happening. There's a couple people from there that is going slide through this show. But I don't think that at any point we are going to get this person that I'm about to mention. Donald Trump came through. That was the highlight for me. I don't care what no one says. That was some amazing shit. Trying to get in was probably the bane of it because I was with Uncle Mike trying to enter the building.
I don't like political things, but bro, they booed the fuck out of him.
They booed him. Then he pulled his shoes out, and they booed them too. But somehow they still sold the fuck out. I'm assuming that everybody that bought them was Republican.
No, because he gave like 10 of them out. I know the dude from Urban Necessities. I think he's selling them for like 50 grand or some shit like that.
As he should.
I mean, you know, listen, money is money. You got to do what you got to do. So, I never knock nobody for a hustle.
Do what you got to do and hustle, do you think that it had an effect on the sneaker world, Donald Trump coming to SneakerCon? Because the only thing it did for me was just validate that this community is solid, is sturdy, is there to stay. Because now
That was the only positive thing that I could take from it. Everything else was very negative, especially the fact that the way they booed him but nobody cares about the shoe. Let's keep it 100.
No, it's nobody cares about the shoe, but the fact that he took the time to say, "I gotta reach this niche community."
That's true.
It kind of doesn't make it niche no more, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool.
There were people there that weren't even. I'm gonna be honest; they weren't sneakerheads. They were there for Trump.
Right. Now, do you think this could be a new way to actually campaign? Does this actually push the culture forward? Does it actually push campaigning a bit forward? Because remember, at one time, it was a new thing. Remember when Barack was campaigning? They put his campaign on Madden. You would turn on your Xbox or your PlayStation, and across the bottom of the screen of the scores, it would show Barack Obama, vote Barack, you know, yes, we can. And in the corner, it might have, I'm sorry, it had the little circle with the Obey style of Barack's face. Do you think that is a way that this could be? Because I'm going to keep it $1.
It might be the wave.
Was it Robert Kennedy? One of the candidates?
I don't even know no more.
Whatever.
I don't know who's a candidate.
Yeah,
okay, no. I'm not saying he's running independent. He's trying to recruit Aaron Rodgers to be his vice president. Some crazy shit going on in this world today, baby. Just a bunch of crazy shit.
But Steph Curry was talking about throwing his hat in the ring.
Hey, you sound like it. Yeah, he should throw his hat back in the ring. I might vote. I mean.
Shout out to Bernie.
Shout out. If Bernie Sanders started running and he dropped a van or Air Force One.
That's an instant cop, bro.
I'm going to get the fuck out of that. And it better had a.
I'm not going to lie.
It better have the
Bernie could drop anything, bro.
If Bernie dropped the Easy Spirit.
I'm on it. He could drop an Ugg boot.
Because that's the type of influence that good people have. That's what I'm saying. Like, if Trump was that type of dude and he wasn't all for himself, then maybe it would be a thing.
Right.
But as of right now, like Bernie or Obama. Like, we right at that shit.
I think it was effective.
Because what I'm saying. It's definitely a thing.
We talking about it. And the fact that the way it went viral, right? Because by the time I got home, it was on every news station.
It was.
It was on every new, sneaker news
feed. When 2J Kicks put it up there on his thing and
2J Kicks.
When he
put the website up. Because
he didn't even
up.
Look happy when he was doing it. But he was like, listen, I'm doing this and, you know, bop, bop, bop. And he was trying not to speak anything negative. But you could see the negative in his eye. It was just like, all right, you know what I mean? Like, bro, Trump, we all know you don't care about us as sneakerheads.
No.
This is for you. It's not for us. No. Like, somebody, if Bernie came through, it's most likely probably going to be for us.
First of all, the shoe sold out. He got two other versions, a cologne and a perfume.
I feel like smacking that phone.
Don't be that way. Because I ain't going to lie. The wave look all right. I'm lying. It don't. It look like a sock with us. It look like a tote.
Anything with the American flag, bro, y'all tripping, bro. If it ain't about the Olympics, I'm good. This dude's doing too much.
You talking about me?
No, I'm talking about Trump.
I was about to say, I put on Kobe's and some Lakers shorts. I thought in my L.A. hat. I ain't trying to keep it L.A., just the color scheme. So are we agreeing that there's a place for politics in the sneaker community?
I mean, somebody's probably going to follow this wave. This is probably going to be a trend for a little while.
I don't think it's a trend. I think it's something to actually be, because the kids are more sneakers. And we remember, up here, more sneakers.
This was a trend.
If it came
started
croc,
out to be like a life.
If it came out with a croc, would you have copped? It had like the little hair on it. It probably would look like Alf, but it had the little hair.
You see the creativity? You need to hit us up. It's creativity in everything that we said.
I got a bunch of
he
stuff.
He said it and said what he said about the books. He said what he said about a croc for Trump. What's up, man? Hit us up. Plug.
On the web for say about a croc pot.
That's funnier than
a croc pot.
That's funnier than we thought it was. Actually, I got a couple ideas for dunks, but that's for a later time.
Hey,
so,
yo, but the real rat is a couple sneakers that make sure that everybody pays attention to. The Futuras are one, the Futura SBs. Number two, the Juniper Salehis, the Croc sneakers that are actually coming out.
That's good money.
They are. Oh my God, bro.
That's
like
good
the
money.
Artistry in those are just so crazy.
Over those is good money.
But there's a couple of reviews and stuff that's going to be happening with the, you know, as we go along. I'm still waiting to get my answers.
Solid.
As soon as I get them, I'm going to flood the Instagram with it.
So there you have it. Episode 1, season 2 in the books of the Soul Table.
Yeah, we back.
We back at it. We ain't going nowhere no time soon. Every time we going to be leveling up, bring y'all a bunch of new stuff. Bringing up a bunch of old stuff. We're going to have a lot of fun while we're doing it. So, again, from my table to your table, my family, your family, Soul Table.
Hey, Nike, seriously, what's up, man? Nike, ASICS, Saucony. Yo, hit us up, man, like, for real, like me.
Somebody do something with Captain Planet.
We out.